With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Today is the final day to file income tax returns. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Just a few more hours to go. If you haven't already completed your income tax return for 2023, a financial therapist in Michigan, Lindsay Brian Podfin, says this is when people really get stressed out.
The legalese that goes along with it that can make us feel like we don't know enough, or we might make a mistake.
Taxpayers can still file for an extension, but if you don't pay what you owe by today, you'll be assessed a penalty. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump in a New York City courtroom today for his alleged hush money trial. Entering the courtroom, the former president says the trial is a sham.
This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America.
There's been a prison sentence imposed on the armorer on the Alec Baldwin movie Rust set, where a cinematographer died.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed told Judge Mary Marlow Sommer that while a jury had found her to be at fault, she was not a monster. Sommer says Gutierrez-Reed was reckless in her duties, and that led to the death of Helena Hutchins.
You were the armorer, the one that stood between a safe weapon and a weapon that could kill someone.
Audio courtesy of Court TV. Hutchins was killed when Alec Baldwin pointed a gun at her during a scene rehearsal and it went off. Baldwin's trial for involuntary manslaughter starts in July.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta. Israel's military chief says Israel will respond to Iran's weekend military strike, but he has not elaborated on when and how. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the Nasdaq dropped 290. This is SRN News. Family plays a big role in faith.
A new report from the Public Religion Research Institute indicates that 41% of Americans who have no religious faith at all say this is because their family was not religious growing up. That finding underlines the concerns of Christian leaders who say if parents fail to bring their children up in the faith, it's likely that those kids won't have any faith when they become adults. About 26% of Americans follow no religious belief system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Portuguese Catholic Church will pay some form of compensation to victims of sex abuse by clergy. The country's bishops' conference announced the church will set up a fund with contributions from all dioceses to meet the eventual payments. A 2023 report revealed more than 4,800 people may have been victims of child sex abuse in the Portuguese Catholic Church. More than 500 of those alleged victims have come forward with their stories. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slumped higher after higher yields in the bond market cranked up the pressure on Wall Street. The stocks had been up earlier in the day, rising as oil prices ease, but Treasury yields also spurted higher following the latest report on the U.S. economy to blow past expectations. Financial markets are in an awkward phase where such strength raises traders' hopes for growing profits at companies, but also hurts expectations for those lower interest rates to come. The Dow is down 248 points to close at 37,735. The Nasdaq lost 290 to 15,880. 85. The S&P 500 dropped 61 points to 5061. New York oil fell 25 cents to $85.41 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.